Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Tevarim. We'll start with a Mivchar Pinim this week. Lohin Chalua Avos Labanim Davar Shu Choshev Min HaChochma. There is nothing greater for a parent to yarshin to their children more than Chochma. Ya Adam Kone Hon BeChochma. You can get stuff with Chochma Uma Abed BeIvelas, and you lose it with foolishness. V'yisha Er Choser Kolan, and you end up losing everything. So best thing you can give your children is chokhmah. People invest a lot to try to take care of their children. They try to helicopter parent them. They try to give them everything. But often we're focused on physical needs, and we're not always focused on spiritual needs and tools. So it's just an important thing to think as we are parenting, that we are supposed to be preparing these people for life, not when they're in front of us and we tell them what to do, but when they're not in front of us. We don't want good decisions. We want good decision makers. Here, in this instance, I could reference Shlomo Melech says, Tova Chochma Mikli Krav. Wisdom is greater than weapons, army weapons. And the reason why, I believe that Ibn Ezra says, well, how are you going to use the weapons without the Chochma? I mean, you're not going to know what to do. But far more broadly is that Chochma allows you to approach things in a way that will make you work smarter and not harder. So it's very important as a parent, please try to give your children those sorts of tools. A few stories, a story about the Chazon Ish. He was with a bunch of Talmidim, and there was somebody who was, I think they were rude or challenging to them. And one of the students answered with real harifus. You know, they try to show him a chacham, and they turned to the Chazon Ish and said, so what do you think of my answer? And the Chazon Ish said, I think you shouldn't have answered at all. Similar story was there about Rav El Yoshev. Rav El Yoshev was, I think, walking from Yasharim to the Kosel with a bunch of followers, and somebody was Mechari for them, and he just didn't respond. So it's important me to try to remember. Rav Lapian, apparently, Rav Matis Yalu Solomon said this about Rav Lapian. We give these stark sichos musar, and the Talmidim would make Kabbalas after hearing the sichos musar, and one of them was not to get angry on Shabbos. And one of the things to think about is that, you know, a Shabbos table is made for people to get angry. You're tired, you're hungry. It's a show, you know. If there are young children there, they're probably feeling cooped up and they're going to be jumping and maybe beating each other up. And this is just the opportunity for you to make extraordinary shalom shalva. And they made a Kabbalah not to get angry after Kabbalah Shabbos all the way through Havdalah. It's something worth trying. Next, for Moshe Feinstein, there were these askanim involved. They said, we'd like to get the rabbi a little bit more notoriety. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to bring a din Torah to you, and you're going to be done, and then everybody's going to say this is going to lift your popularity, whatever. And then they brought it to him, and he paskined, and it was a din involving shochtim, and they got upset with him because he ruled against them. And, you know, they were all upset. They said, we brought this to you to build you up, and look what you're going to paskin against us. And apparently it was a big step towards his growth in notoriety in the United States of America. Now moving on, a couple of different Torah and a couple of Vortlach. So it says, Emes LeYaakov. So it says, by Lo Sagur Mimnei Ish, Ki Amishpat LeElokim Hu, don't be afraid of anybody. This is an Azhara to the Dayanim. And the Sifri says, Lo Sagur, Shema Tomar Misyarayani Mimish Ploni, Shema Yargeni, O Shema Yidalek as Gedishi, O Shema Yikatsis as Niti Osai. So he says, Tamaloma Lo Tagur Mimnei Ish. So the Chazal says, you don't need to worry, you know, you're going to think, maybe I'm going to worry about this guy. Maybe he's going to kill me. Maybe he's going to light up my pile of straw. Or maybe he's going to cut my produce down. And it says, Lo Sagru. So why does it say both of them? Meaning, if it's going to be Shema Yargeni, why mention the other one or vice versa? Depending on how you rule and put the Kavachomer or whatnot. He says that you can learn here that even though we say it's really only Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, that it's Yarug V'Al Yavor, there is an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh Al Hadin. That's the lekach, is that there needs to be a little bit of Mesiras Nefesh Al Hadin, and that this can be a part of Kiddush Hashem. So it's just an interesting chelek to look at it, is that when you bring Emes into the world, you are being Mekadosh Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the sort of thing that could require Mesiras Nefesh. Tikrivuna Eli, Kulchem, new one. Rashi says, Birbuvia, and the young would push the old and whatnot. And it seems, says the Emes LeYaakov, that this has to do with a chisaron in bitachon. Because if they do everything in a mesudertika way, in a kavadika way, that is a simon that they're doing things with bitachon. If they're not doing it with not kavadat Torah and derech eretz, then it becomes somewhat evident that they're all for shemot. They've got their priorities messed up. Now, he asks a ha'orah or a question by the Ramban. Ramban says, you know, depending on where you're holding in bitachon, that's how much you should be doing hishtadlus. So the people who are really bali bitachon, maybe they don't even need to go to doctors, is quoted in the name of the Ramban. Some question that. But this idea is out there that the more bitachon, perhaps, the less hishtadlus that plays out in the Netziv by his piece on chametz and whatnot. So if that's true, and these individuals are not showing bitachon, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu had a simon that they were not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael b'derech neis, and they needed to go b'derech teva, which required the miraglim. Couple of words. Hashem imcha lo chasarta davar. Rav Moshe Mikorbin lo chasarta. If you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you, im Hashem imach. If Hashem's with you, you feel like Hashem's with you, then you need nothing else. You're not chasar with anything else. The Beis Yisrael of Gur, he says, Ho Moshe, Rashi says, Hischil. So it's just this idea that you should always try to be renewing, being mischadesh. It doesn't matter if you're 120 years old, like Moshe Rabbeinu, just starts maschil the Torah in a chanami, that is our life. We are continually renewing. Last, I will end with just the famous kasha. One of the first Rashis says that Moshe did the tochacha samach lemisa because he didn't want to be chozer mochiach. He didn't want to have to do it again. And it's a big kasha because we say hochayach tochiach afilu me'apamim. So how do you answer that kasha where it sounds like in certain instances it would be appropriate to go and be mochiach v'chozer mochiach? Have a wonderful Shabbos.